弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很感谢主，Natalie 在我们当中有一个这样简短的分享。
We thank God for Natalie giving us a very brief sharing about her mission trip.
那么她这个暑假到这个吉尔吉斯这个地方去做转宣的工作。
This summer she went to Kyrgyzstan for mission work.
也看到说神使用我们在不同的地方，为的是将福音给传给更多的人。
Now we can see God uses everywhere in the world to share the gospel to more people.
那么讲到去外面的地方呢，我有一次就是到南美去转宣，曾经在圭亚那这个地方转飞机哈。
Talking about going to overseas for a mission trip, I went to Guyana one summer for a mission trip in the airport.
那本来呢，这个飞机在那个地方转飞机是安排的很顺利的。
Originally, the transfer over there should be very convenient.
但是当飞机到那之后呢，发现没有办法再换飞机。
But when our plane arrived in Guyana, we found out that it's hard to transfer.
因为这个新的飞机呢，它需要换，它说的轮胎啊出现问题了。
Because the new plane had a trouble with the tires.
所以呢，它要换一个新的轮胎。
They need to three tires.
然后他们整个国家找不到一个轮胎的。
And then in the whole country, they couldn't find a tire.
说这个轮胎要从下一班的飞机从美国运过去才行。
And then so they have to bring one tire from the United States to come to Guyana and then to replace the broken tire.
所以我们所有的人就陆续的让我们下了飞机哈。
So they asked all of the passengers to get off the plane.
那个机场呢是小小的一个机场。
It was a very small airport.
然后也没有什么东西，空空荡荡哈。
And it's very vacant, pretty empty.
然后晚上已经很晚了。
It was late in the night.
那所有卖东西的也都关了门了。
And all the merchants have closed their store.
所以我们在那里没有人管我们，也没有人告诉我们。
So nobody took care of us, and nobody, you know, tell us what to do.
哎呀，所以在这种情况，你常常想，干嘛我到这种地方来呀、
啊、？So under that circumstances, I wondered why did they come here?
没有人通知你说。你什么时可以走，什么时可以离开
？And nobody notified us when can we leave.
也没有人会给你任何吃的食物，什么的东西都没有。
And there was no food and nothing.
更糟糕的是，我们在那等着等着，看着这个说这个航班里面所有的服务人员啊，他们陆陆续续拉着行李，他们也离开了。
Worst of all the hostess of the airplane, they got their luggages and they all left.
哇，我就这样，所有的乘客就堵住他们。哎，你们不能走啊！你们走了，我们怎么办啊
？So the passengers stopped them and say, "You guys shouldn't leave. And what can we do after you leave?"
这些人说了，他们工作的时间已经到了。
But they say their work hours, you know, is
他们按照他们的这个工作是不能超过十几个小时的。
And based on their rule working schedule, they cannot work more than 10 hours.
所以他们一定要回家休息。
So they have to go home and rest.
所有的乘客都在那个地方待。
So all the passengers were left at the airport.
这一夜你都不知道应该是怎么样去过。
So I didn't know how to spend that night there.
所以这样的经历啊，我想很多时候在我们人生的道路上也碰到过。
I think many of us might have encountered similar experiences in our life.
你到了一个地方，不是你所计划的，也不是你所设想的。
Once you reach a certain place, it's not what you have planned or what you have imagined.
你不知道前面应该怎么样走。
And don't know what the future lies.
你也不知道你怎么样应该对付那个样的状况。
You don't know how to deal with that kind of situation.
就好像你人生找到一个十字路口一样。
It's as if you were at a crossroad in your life.
应该前面的方向是怎么样？
What is my future direction?
很多的时候我们人就是停顿在那个地方说，我真的不知道该下一步应该如何走。
And many times we stopped right there and said, I really don't know what's my next step.
但是对我们基督徒来讲，我们人生遇到这样的情况，我们就知道说有神与我们同在。
But for Christians under such circumstances, we know that God will be with us.
神总会带领我们走出那个困境哈。
God will for sure lead us out of that difficult situation.
他也会为我们前面的道路呢指明一个方向。
He will also give us a clear direction about our future.
唯一对我们的要求说我们怎么样去信靠他。
The only requirement he has for us is that we should trust him.
那么在四千多年前亚伯拉罕就遇到类似的情况。
So about 4,000 years ago, Abraham faced the same situation.
当上帝跟他说你要离开你的本乡本族到一个完全陌生的地方去的时候。
When God told him to leave his hometown and to go to a strange place.
他完全不知道他前面的人生道路会遇到什么样的事情。
He was totally at lost, not knowing what the future would hold.
要想象这是四千年前啊。
Imagine this is 4,000 years ago.
绝对不像现在我们从中国来到美国那么简单了。
It's not as simple as flying from China to the United States.
可以想象他人生认到许多的挑战是这样。
So we can imagine that he faced many challenges in his life.
今天我们来思想亚伯拉罕之约。
Today we're going to look at the Abrahamic covenant.
我们看到说亚伯拉罕所敬畏的这个神是一个信实的神。
We see that the God that Abraham feared is a faithful God.
他需要我们去信心的依靠他。
He requires us to faith in him.
他自然就会为我们打开一条路。
And he will open up a way for us.
让我们进入人生一个啊，一个迦南美地。
That we may enter into our own kingdom.
所以我们这个讲到的系列呢，都一直是讲到关于盟约方面的。
So we have been in the series of covenants.
那这个盟约，我们前面已经讲了三个盟约，就是第四个盟约。
And we have spoken the three previous covenants. Now this is the fourth one.
那前面的三个盟约呢，我们说那是普世性的盟约。
The previous three, we say they are the universal covenants.
因为那个盟约是用来神与人立约，是让神可以在这个世界上可以安然的生存繁衍的。
Those covenants were given to us by God so that we can multiply and replenish in this earth.
那么从亚伯拉罕之约开始。
But beginning from the Abrahamic covenant.
那么神的盟约就是救赎性的盟约。
All the covenants following will be God's redemptive covenant.
那它的目的只有一个。
And there's only one purpose.
能够拯救人类脱离在最终生存的一个光景。
That God may save us from the condition of living in sin.
那最终的目的是我们可以与神同居，与神面对面。
And the ultimate purpose of these covenants is that we may live with God face to face.
所以在这个介绍盟约的时候，我们就要希望我们通过这个盟约的介绍，我们对圣经、对神的救赎计划有一个完整的认识。
And through this covenant, we can understand more of God's purpose of salvation for this world.
那么我们讲到说这八个盟约，那么神以盟约的方式开启不同的时代。
And with these eight covenants, God opened up new eras for the human race.
那么在不同的时代里，神跟人互动的方式是不一样的。
And in each different generation, God's interaction with us humans were different.
那么我们知道在现今的时代，神是借助圣灵在这个世界上的工作来推动福音的发展。
We know in our world today, God uses His Holy Spirit to move around the world for His salvation to expand.
那么今天我们也介绍一个新的概念哈。
But today we want to introduce a new concept.
这个新的概念就是人类元首的概念。
This new concept is about the human head.
所以我们要认识神，首先要知道神是怎么样来管理这个世界的。
To know God, we first need to know how God managed this world.
说神管理这个世界总是通过一位人类的元首。
God manages the world through a human head.
所以我们比较了解国家元首哈，在这个世界上代表一个国家所有应该有的这个作用。
We know the head of a nation represents this country in its operation in the world.
但是对现代人来讲，我们去理解人类元首的概念都比较辛苦一点。
But for us to understand a people as the head of the human race is a little difficult.
特别是我们现在生活在一个民主的时代嘛。
Especially when we live in a democratic world.
你看我们国家的总统这个川普，没有人大概尊重他哈。
Like our President Trump seems like no one respects him.
所以说现在这个时代我们很难想到这个元首的概念是怎么样。
So for us to understand the human head is a little bit difficult
task. 但是它是确实存在在圣经当中。
But they do exist in the Bible.
所以在罗马书第五章就这样讲到说，我们所有的世人因着亚当一个人的罪，怎么样，我们就堕落了。
So in Romans chapter 5, Paul talks about that all the human race sinned because of Adam's fall.
那么又是因为耶稣基督一个人的受死，我们可以得到永生。
And because of the death of Jesus alone, that we may have eternal life.
所以这个概念很清楚哈，一般的圣经学者都比较容易接受说亚当跟基督就是人类的元首。
So this concept is kind of evident to people who study the Bible that Adam and Jesus, they were the human heads.
那么其实除了他们两位之外，圣经还有两个也可以称为是人类的元首。
But other than these two, there were two other people who can also be called the human heads.
那么一位就是挪亚。
One is Noah.
因为挪亚在洪水之后，他们重新繁衍人类哈。
Because after the flood, Noah and his family multiplied and replenished again.
所以世界上现在所有的人都是挪亚和他三个儿子后代。
So all the people in the world today came from Noah and his three sons.
所以挪亚既是人类的始祖，也是人类的代表。
So since Noah is the forefather of human race, he also represented the human race.
因为神与挪亚立约。
Because God made a covenant with Noah.
那么应许不再以洪水毁灭全地。
And he promised not to destroy the world with a flood again.
所以我们至今呢，我们现在的人类还是生活在挪亚之约神给我们的应许之中。
So even up to today, we're still living under the Noahic covenant.
所以我们看到彩虹的时候，我们就想起挪亚与神立约所给他的应许。
So when we see the rainbow, we are once again reminded about the promises that God gave to Noah.
那么人类的另外一个元首又是亚伯拉罕。
And another human head is Abraham.
那就是我们今天所讲的亚伯拉罕之约。
And it's the topic of today is Abrahamic covenant.
那么亚伯拉罕是所有因信称义之人的代表。
And Abraham represented all the people who were justified by faith.
那么从亚伯拉罕开始，神的计划是带出一个新的人类出来。
And beginning with Abraham, God's plan was to bring out a new human race.
那么这个新的人类是以因信称义作为标志的。
And this new human race is typified by justification by faith.
那么这个新的人类就是人类就是上帝救赎计划所要达成的目标。
And this new race is the goal of God's salvation.
所以上帝为什么通过人类元首来跟人类打交道呢？
Why does God deal with people through these human heads?
那具体的原因我们不知道哈。
We do not know his concrete reasons.
但是我们知道这是神做事的一贯的方法。
But we know this is a way how he deals with people.
那么我们在这个世界上做很少的时候，我们知道很多的事情我们有这个中介，是不是？
We have many mediator in negotiating things in this world.
Yeah, 那么很多的时候我们现在用中介的机会也是蛮多的哈。
And there are many circumstances where we will use a mediator.
那么在国内的话，你无论办什么事情很多都要去找中介哈。
For example, in China, you know, when you handle a lot of matters, you gotta go through a mediator.
那在美国最常见的中介呢，我想就是如果你买房子的时候，你要一定要找什么？一定要找这个房地产的这个经纪人。
So you know that in the United States, when you buy a house, it's typically you need to have an agent.
所以这个经纪人呢，就是在这个买家跟卖家之间呢，作为一个桥梁。
And this agent serves as a bridge between the buyer and the seller.
所以人类元首就相当于这个中介一样。
So the human head acts or serves as a mediator.
那么上帝在人跟神之间所设立的中，现在就像耶稣基督的话，圣经讲他是我们的什么中保。
So the Bible talk about Jesus as a mediator between God and man.
实际上就是一个在人神之间做一个沟通这样的一个作用。
So he helps communicate between God and man.
所以我们怎么样去认识神？
So how can we know God?
那么 就是通过人类的元首。
It's through these human heads.
所以在我们这个时代，我们就是通过耶稣基督。
And in our generation, it's through Jesus Christ.
因为这是上帝所设定的啊，他管理这个世界的模式。
Because this is the pattern that He has set to rule the world.
那我们只有按照这个方式，我们才可以认识神。
So only through this pattern that we can know God.
所以亚伯拉罕是人类的元首。
So Abraham is one of the human heads.
由他就带出了啊一个神的子民以色列的民族。
And through him, God's people, the Israelites, were brought out.
那么又通过以色列的民族又诞生了一个救主。
And then through the Israelite people, the Savior was born.
那这个救主呢，就是耶稣基督。
And the Savior is Jesus Christ.
那因着耶稣基督又带出一群神的子民。
And through Jesus Christ, God brought out a group of God's people.
那么耶稣基督就成为了人类的元首。
And Jesus Christ has become a human head.
所以这就是神整个救恩计划的展开。
So this is the development of God's salvation.
当我们没有办法去认识神的时候，
And when we don't have the means to know God,
我们就借着耶稣基督可以更好的去认识。
We know God through Jesus Christ.
我还记得我在有一段时间啊，学习祷告，说我怎么样去跟上帝去祷告哈。
I remember there's a period of time in my life I tried to learn to pray to God.
那么特别是讲到上帝好像又是看不见摸不着又是一个灵这样子。
Especially when God is invisible, you cannot feel him and that he is a spirit.
那么我的一个这个导师他就跟我讲，他说你可以这样去祷告啊。
And one of my mentors told me that I can pray in this way.
你可以想象耶稣基督坐在你对面的椅子上。
You can imagine that Jesus is sitting on a chair across from you.
你不是跟一个看不见摸不着一个至高全能的神，你是跟一个有血有肉的人在那里讲话。
You're not talking to an invisible almighty God, but you're talking to someone who is flesh and blood.
他是你的救主。
He is your savior.
他也是你的朋友。
He is also your friend.
他乐意倾听你的倾诉。
He is very glad to hear your speaking to him.
哎，这一下子就像一个突然间一个灯点亮了哈。
So all of a sudden, it's like a light.
所以我以后我自己跟神的祷告就不会再是那么好像这么枯干呐、啊，好像那么没有这个没有一个接触一样、啊。
So my prayers to God is no longer dry, and then feel like I'm not in touch with Him.
因为我是跟一个我非常知心的朋友谈话一样。
Because it feels like more like I'm talking to a friend who knows me well.
我可以把我心里面的事情完完全全的告诉他。
I can share with him completely from my heart.
我一点都没有担心的。
And I wasn't worried at all.
所以耶稣基督就成为我们跟神之间的一个中介。
So Jesus Christ has become a mediator between us and God.
所以这就是人类元首的一个作用。
So this is a function of a human head.
那么回来看到亚伯拉罕之约。
So coming back to the Abrahamic covenant.
亚伯拉罕之约就是开启了神的救赎计划。
And the Abrahamic covenant opened up God's method or God's plan of salvation.
所以你如果有圣经的话，请你打开圣经创世纪的第十二章哈。
So you have your Bible, please open up to Genesis chapter 12.
那么创世纪第十二章就讲到上帝跟亚伯拉罕立约的事情。
This chapter begins with how God made a covenant with Abraham.
创世纪第十二章第一节到第三节。
We're going to read verses 1-3.
我来读中文，裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petzl will read in English.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, Get you out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也叫别人得福。
And I will make you a great nation and I will bless you and make your name great and you shall be a blessing.
为你祝福的我必赐福给他，那诅咒你的我必诅咒他， 地上的万族都要因你得福。
And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curse you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed.
所以这就是亚伯拉罕第一开始领受神给他的命令，说你要离开这个地方，到我赐给你的地方去。
So this is the first time that Abraham received a command from God that he should leave his hometown and go to a new place.
所以我们提到亚伯拉罕之约的时候，
So when we mention about the Abrahamic covenant,
我们常常提到亚伯拉罕的信心。
We often talk about his faith.
所以亚伯拉罕叫信心之父嘛。
And he was also called the father of faith.
所以我们就知道说亚伯拉罕的信心是圣经所称颂的。
So we know that his faith is pretty much complemented in the Bible.
那我曾经跟一群这个慕道的朋友去专门去查考亚伯拉罕的生平哈。
And one time I studied the life of Abraham with a lot of seekers.
那么他们都听说过亚伯拉罕哦，这个什么，他但不晓得亚伯拉罕的故事哈。
They all have heard of his name, but they don't know well about his story.
但是他们让读过亚伯拉罕生平的时候，圣经记载，哇，这个人怎么这么多缺点毛病哈？
So when they read about his life, they say, oh, how come this person has so many weaknesses?
啊，不是说一个伟人吗？他怎么又撒谎啊，又欺骗啊？
Wasn't he a great man, but he lied and he cheated?
但是圣经里记载的就是亚伯拉罕跟你我一样，就是个平平常。
The Bible records him as someone who is similar like us.
但是圣经记载的是当他跟神在互动的时候，他的信心是怎么样的成长。
The Bible also records when he interacts with God, how his faith grew.
所以神给了他很多的应许。
So God gave him many promises.
那么他的信心的成长的高峰就在最后，神跟他说你要把你唯一的儿子以撒献给我的时候。
And the climax of how his faith grew was when God asked him to offer up his son Isaac as an offering.
那个时候他带着以撒到那个摩利亚山去献的时候。
So when he took Isaac to Mount Moriah to give him as a sacrifice.
那么神说你不用这里有预备哈，他突然看到一只羔羊在那。
And God said, you do not kill the lad, but look, here is a ram, you know, use that ram.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心就在这里，他没有一样保留不交给神。
So here lies Abraham's faith.There's nothing he reserves not to give to God.
因为他相信神给了他所有的一切，他的所有的一切也都可以交给神。
Because he felt that God has given him everything, and he can commit everything into God's hands.
所以这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
So this is the kind of faith that Abraham had.
所以讲到信心的时候，有的时候我们会常常有误解哈。
So when we talk about faith, there are quite few misunderstandings.
那有人说你要对上帝有信心，就是说神可以帮助你做所有的事情哈。
Some people think that when you have faith in God, God can help you do everything.
所以有人生病了说我不需要去看医生，我祷告就可以。
So people think, oh, when I'm sick, I don't need to go see a doctor, I can just pray.
那我问大家，这个是不是信心？
Is that faith?
如果你去看医生，你不是光光祷告，你还要去看医生，就表明你没有信心了。
They say if you have faith and you go see a doctor, that shows that you really don't have faith.
这个不是信心哈。
And this is not faith.
这个是迷信哈。
And this is superstition.
那么信心是什么？
So what is faith?
我们的信心是跟神的应许相对的。
Our faith is dependent upon God's promise.
因为上帝给了亚伯拉罕有应许。
Because God gave Abraham promises.
所以圣经记载说亚伯兰信耶和华。
So Abraham believed in God.
他信什么？
What did he believe?
信上帝给他的应许。
He believed the promises that God had given him.
所以圣经讲这个就称为什么？称为亚伯拉罕的义。
And this is called Abraham's righteousness.
所以我们对神有信心，我们信什么？
So when we have faith in God, what do we believe?
我们要信神给我们的应许。
We believe the promises that God has given us.
不是信所有我们想象的东西，我们想象神一定要给我们东西。
It's not to believe that all the things we imagine that God would give us.
我们知道神给了什么样的应许。
So we need to know what promises God has given us.
所以我们先来看上帝给了亚伯拉罕什么样的应许。
So let's look What kind of promises that God has given to Abraham?
所以在创世纪的这十七章哈。
So in Genesis chapter 17,
第十七章就记载了，那么上帝给亚伯拉罕的几个主要的应许啊。
And there, the Bible records several promises that God gave to Abraham, which is shown in the monitor.
创世纪第十七章第一节
，In verse one,
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候。耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and you will be perfect."
我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
And I will make my covenant between you and me, and will multiply you exceedingly.
那么亚伯兰。俯伏在地，神又对他说
：“And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying,
'我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations.
我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
Verse 6, and I will make you exceeding fruitful, and will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you.
第七节。”我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
Verse 7, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto you and to your seed after you.
所以当亚伯拉罕第一次从神那里领受了这个命令，让他离开家乡的时候。
So when Abraham first received a commandment from God to leave his hometown,
他那一年呢，大概是七十五岁。
And he was about 75 that year.
他和他的妻子，他们没有孩子。
He and his wife had no children.
那么神说，你的后裔要什么？要多如尘沙，要多如那个。天上的星星一样。
And God told Abraham, promising that your descendants will be as many as the stars in the heavens and as the dust by the seashore.
但是他连一个后裔都没有。
By that time, he had no children at all.
那么直到他一百岁的时候，以撒才出生。
Until he was 100 years old, that Isaac was born.
这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
So this is the faith that Abraham had.
他听从神的，他相信神跟他说的是对的。
He obeyed God and he believed what God said to him would be true.
但是神的应许是这样，你不会一定马上看到结果的。
But you will not see an immediate result from God's promises.
有的时候你需要等待。
Sometimes you have to wait.
很多的时候你要等待很长的时间。
And many times you have to wait a long time.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
那么等待了这么长的时间，他才看到一点点结果。
So he waited a long time and saw a very small result.
那么神说，这个所谓的后裔呢，就是只是从以撒而生才算你的后裔。
And God said, your descendants will be coming out from Isaac.
所以当亚伯拉罕去世的时候，他是175岁。
And when Abraham died, he was 175 years old.
是那个时候啊，他才看到他从以撒生了两个儿子。
So Isaac bore two children.
那么这两个儿子那个时候只不过才15岁啊。
And when he died, those two children were only 15 years old.
其实亚伯拉罕除了以撒之外，还有其他很多个儿子。
And besides Isaac, Abraham had many other sons.
但是神说，只有从以撒生的才可以成为你的后裔。
But God said, only the offsprings of Isaac will be your descendants.
但是到他死的时候，他就看到这一个儿子和那两个孙子。
But when he died, he only saw his son and the two grandchildren.
而实际上呢，这是两个孙子里面呢，只有一个孙子继承了。他这个神给他的应许。
And among his two grandchildren, only one child would be the forefather of his descendants, that's Jacob.
以色列这个民族就是从雅各啊这个儿子这个出来的啊。
And then the nation of Israel came out from Jacob.
所以这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
So this is the faith of Abraham.
到他去世的时候。他还是没有完完全全看到神给他的应许完全的实现。
That even when he died, he still hasn't seen all the promises being fulfilled.
但是他相信 神给他的应许。
But he still believed the promises that God gave him.
弟兄姐妹，神也给了我们很多的应许。
So God also gave us many, many promises.
那么这些应许都是在耶稣基督里面给我们。
And all these promises are given to us in Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣基督是我们人类的元首。
And Jesus Christ is the human head for us.
那耶稣基督这个名字本身它就是有一种能力。
And the name of Jesus Christ possesses power with it.
那有一首诗歌我不知道大家是不是很熟悉。
I don't know if you're familiar with the hymn.
这个诗歌呢叫齐来颂赞耶稣圣名。
It's called
All Hail the Power.
All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
我们有没有唱过这首诗歌？应该有，应该有唱过这首诗歌。非常非常这个有力量的一首诗歌。
It's a very powerful hymn.
这首诗歌是19世纪一个人专门做的。
It's written in the 19th century.
那这个故事呢是讲到有一个牧师呢他叫 E.P. Scott
And the story behind it was there was a pastor called E.P. Scott
那他去呢印度去做这个宣教的工作
And he went to India to be a missionary
所以有一天呢他突然间就在这个集市上看到一个人呢那个打扮非常奇怪的
And one day in the marketplace he saw someone who you know dressed very strangely
哎，脸上画的也跟其他的人都不一样。
And then there's a painting on his face which is different.
于是他就问当地的人说：“这个人是从哪里来的？”
So he asked the local people, "Where did this man come from?"
他说：“这个人呢，是从一个非常遥远的部落过来。”
And they say this man came from a very far away tribe.
所以他慢慢就记在心上啊。
So he remembered that.
所以他就开始。他就想说怎么样把福音传到那个部落去。
And then he began to think how can he share the gospel to that far place.
所以有一天呢他就决定要出发到这个部落去传福音去。
So one day he decided that he's going to go to that tribe to share the gospel.
他的同伴都跟他说最好你不要去因为那个部落呢我们还都不非常的不熟悉。
But all his companions advise him not to go there because they don't know that about that, anything about that tribe.
你到了那个部落的话你不晓得会发生什么事情。
If you go there, you don't know what will happen.
因为他们对外界都是比较充满了一种敌意的态度。
Because they were hostile to anybody outside their own environment.
不过他坚持说他觉得说他是要把福音传过去。
But he insisted on going to preach the gospel there.
所以他就特别的啊长途跋涉就到了那个部落。
So he went a long way to get there.
所以到达那个部落的时候呢结果那个部落里那所有的那人就马上就出来哈。你看到一个陌生人到这里。
And when he got there, because he's such a strange person, all the tribal people came out.
所以他们所有的人就把他围在当中哈。
And they circled him in the middle.
每个人就拿着个长矛啊这样的。指着他
Everybody pointed a spear at him.
那么随时都可以把他给刺死。
And they could have pierced him to death anytime.
当时他就非常的镇静。
And he was very calm at that time.
然后他就非常镇静从他背包里拿出了一把小提琴来。
And he was very calm and took out the violin from his backpack.
所以他就开始用这个小提琴来拉这首诗歌叫齐来颂赞耶稣圣名。
So he played this hymn.All held the power of Jesus' name on his violin.
而且他用他们当地的语言轻轻地把它唱出来。
And he also sang the song with that local language.
那么他闭着眼睛拉，他说，说不定他没拉完就被人家刺死了哈。
So when he was playing, he closed his eyes for fear that he might be killed.
很奇怪，当他拉完了、唱完了时候，还没有人刺他。
And then when he finished, no one pierced him.
他睁开眼睛一看。那所有人把那个长矛都已经收起来了。
And when he opened his eyes, everyone put away their spears.
这么美妙的音乐。
So such a beautiful melody.
那么这么动啊，令人动心的歌词。
And such touching lyrics.
所以他们这个部落就把他邀请到里面去，跟他们一起啊，去用餐啊，去庆祝。
So the tribal people inviting him in to celebrate and to eat.
所以这个牧师就有机会把福音传给这个部落的。
And the pastor had the opportunity to share the gospel with the tribal people.
所以弟兄姐妹，在耶稣基督的名字里面是有能力的。
So there's power in Jesus' name.
这就为什么我们祷告的时候最后一句我们会说我们的祷告是奉谁耶稣基督的名求。
That is why when we prayed at the end of prayer, we say we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个能力是神所给的。
He said this power is given by God.
因为上帝设令了耶稣基督作为我们人类的元首。
Because God has established Jesus Christ as the head of the human race.
那么我们要想认识神的话，我们就是要来到耶稣基督的面前。
So to know God, we come before Jesus Christ.
有人可能会说哈，我怎么能知道说神给我什么应许啊？
So some people may ask, how do I know what kind of promises that God has given?
那我怎么知道我们可以更好的去认识神哈？
How do I know that we can know God much better?
那么亚伯拉罕可能是比较特殊的实例哈。
Abraham may be a very special example.
但是我要讲，现在我们跟神在一起交通比亚伯拉罕时代更加方便嘞。
But it's so much more convenient for us to interact with God nowadays.
为什么呢？我说过，上帝在不同的时代跟人互动的方式是不一样的。
I mentioned before that God interact with people differently in each generation.
所以在亚当的在伊甸园的时候，上帝是跟他面对面的可以讲话。
In the time of Eden, in the time of Adam, God talked to Adam face to face.
那么到了亚伯拉罕的时候，这个已经不是那样的情况。
But in the time of Abraham, it has changed.
但是上帝还可以跟他讲话。
But God could still talk to him.
但亚伯拉罕不一定见得到他哈。
But Abraham may not see God.
那么圣经也记载的到神有几次的显现向亚伯拉罕。
And the Bible also records that several times God appeared to Abraham.
但是那个是非常特别的一些情况下才会有。
But those were under very special circumstances.
那么在现今这个时代呢？
How about today?
上帝是通过圣灵来跟我们说话。
God speaks to us through His Holy Spirit.
所以当神跟我们讲话的时候，
So when God speaks to us,
我们要学会怎么样去聆听哈。
We need to learn to listen.
去怎么样去顺从。
And how to submit.
在英文里有一个词啊，它叫 nudge.N-U-D-G-E.
In English, there's a word called nudge.
这个意思大概就是说，我要提醒他用这胳膊肘捅一捅他。
So the nudge means, you know, when you want to remind somebody, you know, you kind of nudge them a little bit.
那神怎么样跟我们讲话哈？
So how does God speak to us?
神不像用个高音喇叭在那跟我们大声吵闹哈。
He doesn't use a loud speaker.
很多的时候，神是用这种nudge的方式。
Many times he used a little nudge
来提醒我们
to remind you.
所以我们如果真的去留心的话，哈，你从神得到的信息就越多。
So if we do pay attention, the more we obey God, the more we would listen to him.
很多的时候我们会忽视这种东西。
Sometimes we would ignore such things.
那么神告诉我们要做的事情，我们不去听，你得到了什么就越来越少。
And if you know God tells you something and you don't do it, then you will hear from him less and less.
最好不要到了那种光景，最后神都不跟你说话，那就比较惨了。
Let's not go to a point where God will not speak to you anymore.
所以我们这为什么我们常常要来亲近神，我们要听神跟我们讲什么。
That's why sometimes we need to draw close to God and to listen to him.
对，这是基督徒生活的一个关键哈。
This is one critical point for the Christian living.
当神跟亚伯拉罕讲，你把你的儿子献上的时候，他毫不犹豫就把儿子献上。
So when God told Abraham to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice, he did it without hesitation.
这个对亚伯拉罕来说非常不容易的。
This is not easy for Abraham.
因为以撒是他晚年得的儿子。
Because Isaac was born when he was very old.
实际上那个不是他的儿子，那是他的孙子。
In fact, that's not like his son, but like his grandson.
大家知道你们做这个祖父母的知道儿子孙子有很大差别的哈。
And most grandparents know, you know, there's a big difference between the son and the grandson.
这个祖父母看见孙子的话什么原则都没有了。
There's, you know, they are unprincipled when they deal with their grandchildren.
儿子他还知道我要怎么管教他要这样那样哈。
But for the son, they discipline a lot. But as for grandchildren, there's no discipline at all.
这就是亚伯拉罕的信心啊。
So this is Abraham's faith.
把他最好的可以献给神。
He gave his best to God.
Yeah. 我在以前那个教会，我刚去的时候，我就看到这个教会这个 桌椅板凳都是不一样的哈。
In my previous church, I remember when I first went there, I saw all the tables and chairs were different.
所以在那个办公室里，我就问那个老牧师，我说，为什么我们这个椅子什么有高的、矮的、胖的、瘦的，什么样都有啊
？So I asked the senior pastor or the old pastor in the office and said, how come our tables and chairs are so different? You know, there's tall chairs and short chairs and they're different.
所以这老牧师跟我讲，哦，这个椅子是某某人送的。
And then he would told me that, oh, this chair was given by so and so.
他家里不需要，就送到教会里来了。
And he don't need anything. The family.
这个 chair 是某某人把他就放到教会里来。
And this chair was also placed by somebody from his home.
所以我们给神的东西不是你们家不要的东西送到教会里来。
So the things you give to the Lord shouldn't be something that you don't need.
所以我说，我常常打电话接到人说，哎呀，牧师啊，我这个东西不用了，我就送到教会里好不好？我说对不起，谢谢你，我们。
So sometimes I would receive phone calls from church members saying, oh, pastors, we have this to give the church because we don't need it anymore. And I would tell them, we don't need it.
你给神的东西不应该是你们家不要的东西。
The things you offer to God shouldn't be something that you don't need.
我们给神的东西应该是最好的东西。
What we give to God should be the best.
Yeah, 因为神是配得我们这样的奉献。
Because God is worthy of such type of offering.
我去碰到一个年轻的美国牧师哈。
I met a young American pastor.
那么他就讲到他的父母哈。
And he talked about his parents.
那他的父母呢是一对非常敬虔的基督徒哈。
And his parents were very godly Christians.
那他在教会里面都有很好的服事哈。
And they served the church very well.
那么当他们有了两个孩子以后哈。
When they had two children.
那神就跟他说，嗯，可以要把你的孩子啊奉献给我。
God told them to offer up their children to God.
所以这个母亲就是把他的两个儿子，非常优秀的、非常优秀的年轻人哈、啊，都怎么样？奉献给神，做神的工作。
So the mother offered up her very very good children to God to do God's work.
所以他的大儿子是在海外做宣教士。
So the older child now is as a missionary overseas.
那他的小儿子后来就在教会里做牧师。
And the younger child became a pastor of a church.
后来这对夫妻呢，他这个年轻的美国牧师，他爸爸因病去世哈。
And then the father passed away because of illness.
那么他们夫妻关系很好，这个他这个母亲呢就非常想念他的父亲。
And because they have very good relationship, the mother missed the father a lot.
几年之后呢，这个他母亲突然间。听到神跟他说，你要把房子卖掉，把这个钱捐给教会。
And a few years later, the mother heard God talking to her, saying that you need to sell your home and offer up the money to the church.
她就觉得很奇怪
，She felt it so strange.
怎么会是这样的事情哈
？How could it be?
但是她就跟她的孩子去分享
，And she shared with her children.
然后她就在祷告中，她觉得非常清楚。神是跟他这样说的。
And then in her prayer, she felt very clear, this is the voice from the Lord.
卖了房，他住哪儿？他不知道。
She didn't know if she sells the house, where would she live?
他想，那就先跟他的大儿子啊住在一起一段时间，然后他再计划他后面，他反正也是年纪大了，要过退休的生活。
So she thought maybe she'll spend some time with her oldest son, and then she would plan her retirement.
所以当他把所有的事情都处理好了之后
when she has dealt with everything,
那么他就跟他的大儿子住在一起
she stayed with her older son.
但是几个月之内就突然间也检查出来原先他也有癌症
But in a few months she was diagnosed with cancer.
那么他的儿子呢和他的这个媳妇就可以这样的非常的就近就可以照顾他
So her older son and the daughter-in-law could take care of her.
那时间不久，那么他就被主接去了。
And very shortly after, she was received by the Lord to go home.
所以这个美国年轻牧师说，原来神都知道什么事情，哎，都为他安排好。
So this young pastor told me that God knows everything and God arranged everything for her.
因为他一个人住在中西部的话，根本就没有办法去处理这些事。
So if she's alone living in the Midwest, you know, it's hard for her to handle all her things.
所以。神亚伯拉罕的神今天仍然与我们同在
So the God of Abraham is still with us today
那么他依然是啊按照他的应许啊来祝福我们
He still bless us with His promises.
因为他是供应我们一切的神。
Because He's the God who provides everything that we need.
他也是一个信实的神。
He's also a faithful God.
所以在新约的圣经中啊，有人数算了一下，神给我们多少的应许。
So people counted all the blessings that God has given us in the New Testament.
因为我们的信心呢，不是建立在我们的信念上面的啊。
Because our faith is not.
神一定要祝福我。
Built upon our conviction.
神一定要我活到一百岁哈。
That God will bless me and God will help me to live to be 100 years old.
上帝是信实的神，是建立他给我们应许上面。
That is faithful only in the places where He has promised.
这个应许就在圣经里完完全全的写出来。
And these promises are written in the Bible.
那么圣经中呢，就是新约圣经，就是有人统计大概有多少个应许呢？750个应许。
So some people counted about 750 promises in the New Testament.
我没有办法把这750个全给你念出来哈。
I cannot read all these promises to you.
但是我可以念五个给大家哈。
But I can read five to you.
神会供应我们一切的需要。
God will provide for all our needs.
马太福音第六章二十六节。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 26.
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they?
对呀，神会供应我们一切的需要。
So God will indeed provide all our needs.
很多时候我遇到很多人讲，陈牧师，后门我们应该怎么办啊？
Many times that.Meet people who ask me, Pastor Chill, what should I do?
我们大概不知道我们将来应该怎么办。
I don't know what to do in the future if we have difficult times.
我说不需要惊慌的嘛。
I say, don't panic.
不信主的人都有路走。
Even those people who don't believe have a way to go.
你信主的人，神不给你路走吗？
So for you who believe, wouldn't God provide a way for you?
何况你是服侍主的人呢？
And then moreover, you're the person who serves God.
为什么？神有应许在这。
Why? Because God has given a promise.
那么在哥林多前书第十章第十三节这样讲。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, it says,
这是我跟大家分享的第二个应许。
This is the second promise I want to share with you.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条路，一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it.
你有没有遇到过难处你解决不了的？
Have you ever encountered difficulties that you cannot solve?
神的应许说，他加在我们身上的不会超过我们所能承受。
God promises that He will not give us more than what we can bear.
第三个应许，罗马书的第八章三十八节到三十九节。
And the third promises I want to read to you is in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里。
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God.
所以神
在
无论在什么样的一个光景当中，我们
so no matter what circumstances we are in,
神爱我们永远不会改变。
God's love for us will never change.
那么在约翰一书第一章第九节这样讲。
And then in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 it says,
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
没有人可以控告我们说， 像你这个样子怎么能成为基督徒？
No one can accuse us saying a person like you, how can you be a Christian?
我们知道说神完全的接纳我。
We know God has totally accepted us.
最后在马太福音第28章，神应许他与我们同在。
And lastly, in Matthew chapter 28, God promised to be with us forever.
所以耶稣基督近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，这是应许，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, the here is a promise. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
愿神的应许成为我们每个人的盼望。
May God's promises become the hope for all of us.
也是我们信心的基础。
And the foundation of our faith.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
你不但赐给我们生命。
Not only have you given us life.
因为你也祝福了我们的一生。
You have also blessed our life.
我们谢谢你借着耶稣基督所赐给我们的应许。
We thank you for the promise that you have given us through Jesus Christ.
这是让我们单单的仰望你。
Let us look up to you only.
让我们相信你，你是一位信实的神。
And help us believe that you are a faithful God.
你是一个供应我们一切需要的神。
And also the God who provides for all our needs.
愿主你看顾我们在座的每一位。
May you watch over everyone that is here.
愿主你祝福你的教会。
And may you bless your church.
使我们在一切的事上，我们都可以荣耀你。
That in all things we may glorify your name.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.